records, phonograph, gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead, dancing there by the record machine.
Jukebox music.
Jukebox.
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 Played by the DJ.
Here goes the last DJ.
Crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, a disc jockey's job made much easier with this hour of songs that feature the same artist name and title. So, for instance, I only have to say Bad Company or Black Sabbath or Wilco once. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Behind
rebel souls, deserters we are called. Chose a gun and threw away the sword. Now these times six guns sound is our claim to fame. I can hear them say, bad company, and I won't deny. Bad, bad company, till the day I die. Till the day I die.
It's the Vinyl Experience with eponymous songs, Black Sabbath, from the debut album by Black Sabbath, called Black Sabbath. Wait, I said Black Sabbath three times. Now I said it four. Oh well, you get the idea. Now the same with Bad Company from their debut, and to begin, Wilco the song from Wilco the album by the band, you guessed it. Bad Religion's eponymous song begins a few neo-punky things.
Yeah. Breaking out this time, making out with the wind, and I'm so disconnected, I'm never gonna check back in. We're gonna start a new life, see how it goes, before we're tired and too slow. We'll never get any other life, it's too far to go, so
Philadelphia retro pop band Free Energy and their song you get the idea, Free Energy from their 2010 debut. Green Day ahead of that, and Bad Religion, too. Now, the band Icehouse almost didn't do an epi. That's my just-coined phrase for an eponymous song. You see, the Aussie synth-pop pioneers were originally called Flowers. Dumb band name, right? But they did have a song called Icehouse. And for their breakout album and tour of the U.S. in 1981, they were set to roll, rechristened as, you guessed it, Icehouse.
Thank you.
Eponymous songs on the Vinyl Experience from the early 80s debut albums of Big Country, Talk Talk, and Ice House. Now, so far, our Eppies have been songs named after a band, but not a person. That's a whole subcategory of self-referential songs. Bob Dylan never actually says his name in a song, but he has four self-referentially titled songs: Bob Dylan's Blues, Bob Dylan's Dream, Bob Dylan's New Orleans Rag, and this one, my fave, from the mono vinyl reissue of Bringing It All Back Home, Bob Dylan's 115th Dream.
I was riding on the Mayflower when I thought I spied a man.
Start again. Wait a minute now, man. Okay, take two.
I was riding on the Mayflower and I thought I spot some land. I yelled for Captain E-Rib, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said, if we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place with beads. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon. He throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. Ah, me, I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by Guernsey Cow, who directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying, ban the bums. I jumped right into line saying, I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I had eaten for 5 days straight. Looking for the cook, I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left without my hat. Didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France, who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. On a house with a U.S. flag upon display, I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop. We'll be right back. saw me leap a hot dog stand in a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye, ran out to the street when a bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. This time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails, but let me know if I should go back to ship or back to jail. So I hocked my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails and round my sail, so I made it back to the ship. Got back and took the parking ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name and I said Captain Kidd. They believed me, but they wanted to know where exactly that I did. I said for the Pope of Ebrook I was employed. They let me go right away, they were very paranoid. I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing, they were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus, I just said good luck.
Last night there was
Porno for Pyros, eponymous song on the Vinyl Experience. And now, one that doesn't so much say it as spell it out for you. From the unique subcategory of instrumental self-referential songs, Coolin' the Gang, from their 1969 debut. Finally, the great granddaddy of all self-referential songs,
private eye. If that private eye can early call her Nanny Go to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Old Dilly called her Bellcat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. You come to my house with black cat bones, but take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo Dilly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't worth.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Bo Diddley. Plumb the depths of the Vinyl Experience archive at prn.fm via iTunes and stream a show on demand at rtds.ca. Please thumbs up and share the Vinyl Experience page on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.